listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we are going through the eclipse portal. So on the 21st or the 20th, depending on the end of the 20th or the beginning of the 21st, depending on where you are, we are going to be having a full moon lunar eclipse in Leo, which is a very, very much indicating that there's a beginning, that something new is being born, and something that can contain a lot of joy and self-expression and self-love and creativity and color and just general happiness, which is kind of awesome. So it's a tricky combination because we have been going through, there's so many planets in Capricorn right now. So there's a lot of, there's Saturn is there, Pluto is there, Mercury is there. Mercury is just coming off of a conjunction with Pluto and from the sun in Capricorn to Saturn. So there's Saturn is there in Capricorn. So there is this definite sense of needing to take responsibility or being kind of, it could come out as being burdened or feeling like there's too much weight on your shoulders or frustrated by the limitations, but also it could come out as a really great plan, a really clear understanding of what you need to do to move into the future. So all of this could be going on, and even things that are causing emotional triggers can be happening as well. So it is good if you can manage to stay grounded and certain of yourself. Like, just even though you might not be able to be certain because things can be confusing, there's actually a connection between Neptune and this lunar eclipse that can cause us to still feel like we're not fully understanding what's going on around us. So keep that in mind. Starting on the 18th, definitely you'll be feeling, so that's Friday the 18th, there's an actual lovely trine between Venus and Mars. So this can indicate like a romantic situation or, and Venus is in Sagittarius, Mars is in Aries, so it's a very fiery, maybe dramatic, passionate, funny, self-serving, forthright, affectionate, spontaneous kind of energy. So it could be a day that you meet somebody different or unique or fascinating or somebody that inspires you. It's a fortunate relationship connection. The same day we're having a square between the sun and Uranus in Aries and Capricorn. So the sun is in Capricorn, Uranus is in Aries. Is it really in Aries? Yes, I guess it is. It's about to go into Taurus. What am I even saying? So that last degree of Aries is, it's a very fiery is such a good word to describe Aries because it's kind of unpredictable and spontaneous and loud usually. Usually people with Aries in their chart are quite loud and boisterous and they can be disruptive. Their energy can be quite disruptive, especially to people with Leo or some more quiet kind of energy. So it is a day where spontaneous, lucky things that might require courage, but that you're going to have come to fruition for you. So, and spontaneously, it might seem like it rubs you the wrong way or somehow goes against what you know that you, or you think you know of yourself. So you might be heading one way and all of a sudden this whole idea comes and it's different, or a person, it's different than what you're used to. So you're not entirely sure that it's the right thing for you, which can go, that can be what things are like right now. So just be sure that you are open to healing, that you're open to growing, and you're open to experiencing whatever comes up for you. Because just that simple openness can allow patterns to change and stories to change. And when we're coming up to a lunar eclipse, a lot of our emotional stuff can be exposed because it's the full moon lunar eclipse. And it's in Leo, so it's quite dramatic. And we're also being asked to let go of old storylines, let go of things that don't matter anymore, things that are just holding you back. So it could be you know, with Venus, it's there's a the same day that the eclipse is happening, there's a square between Venus and Neptune. And this can cause the sense of like sorrow or confusion, not having all the answers, not being entirely clear. That can feel really frustrating because there is a lot of other planets in Capricorn who want to be very clear, who want to have all the boxes ticked. And this might be a very like a challenging, confusing period to maneuver through, which is tricky because at the same time, there's this sort of buoyant sense of upliftment and just kind of newness that's happening. On Sunday, the sun actually enters Aquarius, the 20th, and that's going to be so different from what you've been going through in Capricorn. So there's been definitely, the node is in Cancer and Capricorn, and there's definitely going to be like this sort of shift from being weighty and serious to being like, just throw it off. It doesn't have to be such a big deal. You don't have to be so concerned about everything all the time. It's not about you. That's a good way to look at it. It's not about you. So then when the sun shifts into Aquarius, it's just easier to perceive that way and not take everything personally. And it's a very electric, fast-moving, genius, rule-breaking, boundary-busting kind of energy. So if you need to change, if you need to drop the past and move into the like the future and what you want for yourself, now's all this sort of wonderful coalescing of what could be very complicated energies conspiring to help you reach your total potential. So be with yourself. Be sure that you know what you need to do. You know, I mean, again, with the Neptune energy in there, you might actually not know for sure that you're making the right move, which is kind of undermining. But if you can kind of tap into your spirituality and your sense of self and your sense of what brings you joy and peace and harmony, and even how you can be of service and hopefully, if you're lucky, how what brings you joy and harmony is actually connected to being of service to others in some way, or to animals, or to the earth, or to the galaxy, whatever it is. If you're using your skills in some way of benefiting others, then generally it's a winning solution. So that energy heading up, like, that's what I'm worried about. People are probably coming up with a lot of emotional stuff due to the fact that there's so much, the North Node is in Cancer right now. So our true feelings, what our genuine needs are coming up for consideration. Because to be fully self-actualized, you need to be very loving and self-considerate to yourself. So first, your relationship with yourself has to be balanced and happy, and then all the relationships you have will follow. So if stuff's coming up for you, or you feel like things have been unfair, or things aren't balanced, or your needs aren't being met, or just figure out what you can do to meet those needs. Figure out what you need to say. Figure out what that little inner child in you needs to be happy. Because that seeking to fulfill that will definitely help to bring you closer to what you want to have happen in your life. So we can kind of stop our own good if we're afraid, right? If we're afraid to open our hearts, if we're afraid to move forward, if we've kind of been beaten by life into submission, it can be tricky to open your heart back up and take a risk. But you're not going to be happy unless you're being you. So keep that in mind. This week leading up to the lunar eclipse can be emotional. It can be challenging. It can be where you figure out, wait a minute, is this how it is? Because I'm not going to put up with this anymore. Because my little inner child needs more than this. Or whatever you need, be sure that you're aware. Right now is the time to see that all of this is coming up. And it's time to let go of the old storylines because they're getting in the way of you moving into the future. So everything's kind of conspiring right now for you to understand that and make a move, including the sun moving into Aquarius on the 20th. So on the 21st, it depends on where you are in the world, but I'm in the Pacific Standard Time. And the lunar eclipse is at just before midnight on that day, or just after midnight on the 21st. So it's a full moon. So take care of your emotional self. Be willing. It could even have like a dramatic flair because of the Leo energy, but also mostly it seeks joy. Leo seeks joy. It's the sun. It wants to be sunny and warm and happy and well-fed and appreciated and acknowledged, and laughing is important, lots of laughing. So whatever you can do to tap into these sorts of lovely energies will be very much appreciated. But at the same time, Saturn will be squaring Mars, Saturn in Capricorn squaring Mars in Aries. So there might be a part of you that wants to be rebellious and another part that's like, no, no, you have to step up to the plate. You need to take responsibility. You need to plan for the future. These two energies are opposing. I mean, it's a square, so it's kind of worse than an opposition. The energies are at cross purposes. So part of you wants to do your own thing and go your own way and be the leader for yourself. But another part knows that there is a responsibility that you need to do. So I'm sure you're going to feel that somewhere. It's a pretty strong aspect to have to deal with, especially if it's specifically in your own chart. That same day, we do have lots of emotional energy coming from the moon. So there's like shifty stuff going on, stuff that could make you feel like it could put you in touch with so many emotional realities that you may have been suppressing. So if you can just be open for that to come up, that'll be so helpful for where you need to go. And with the Aquarian energy, you're going to feel a big shift. There's a big shift out of like being overly involved and confused, and it moves into a lovely trine, or it moves out of Capricorn into Aquarius. And then there is a lovely trine between the moon and Jupiter, and then also a conjunction between Venus and Jupiter on the 22nd. So all the difficulties will kind of pass and you'll come into a bright clarity on like the 22nd, 23rd. You'll feel clear and understanding, and it could even be a very fortunate relationship opens up in your life, like or like an opportunity where your value system gets met. So it's important to know what your values are, because then you'll know when they're being met. When they're not being met, there's usually like a sense of, you know, an aversion to dealing with the situation, or kind of a misunderstanding, or just a not connecting. But when they are conjunct like that, there's just lucky things that can come in. So that's kind of nice. Be open for that. And then we have Mercury leaving Capricorn and entering Aquarius on the 23rd, which is Wednesday. That is going to be nice. That is going to make us, again, feel a lot clear-headed, less emotional, kind of detached in what I always perceive to be kind of a lovely way, because I'm like the opposite of detached in most cases. So I do appreciate the Aquarian way of standing back and looking at the world from a broader perspective and a less emotional, more intellectual one. The 23rd too, though, we do have Mercury before Mercury moves into Aquarius. Is that true? Okay. So the 23rd, we have Mercury in Capricorn squaring Uranus right before it moves into Aquarius. That gives us, it's interesting because there's this need or this stress going between what you need to be yourself and what you feel responsible to. So it could be that with the Mercury Capricorn, there's a sense of duty or responsibility to your family or your lineage or an organization you're involved with, some sort of structure, authority in your life. But the strong need coming from the square to Uranus and Aries to be your true and total self. So there is a definite difficult balance that squares force growth. So something is forcing you to grow, which is kind of, you know, that's what we're here for. So even if it can be difficult, it's always moving to take you to where you want to be. So the clearer you are with where you want to be, the better things are in the long run. So Mercury moving in on the 23rd, which into Aquarius, will be lovely. It will be helpful and our minds will clear. And everything that it was heavy during the eclipse portal will really open up next week. So it may have been challenging and you may have felt like all the Capricorn planets have just been sort of weighing down on you and making things very burdensome. But also if you've got all your ducks in a row, which might be hard with the Neptune energy in here too, which can be tricky because you're kind of confused through all this, not really sure even though you're kind of following your heart and you're following it through the fog. So you're not really sure what's going to come out on the other end, not entirely clear with what you're trying to accomplish. So, but you still got to make moves. You still got to kind of feel your way through the dark and make moves. Or it's not even dark. It's just foggy. You can kind of see stuff over there. You kind of have a feeling of where you are, but you're not entirely clear. Thank you, Neptune. Neptune is just such a gem. Likes to kind of dissolve things and make us sleepy and fuzzy. And it helps us download our connection to the cosmic consciousness and helps us be connected to each other and to the whole and to tap into otherworldly spiritual things. So though it can cause confusion in the real physical 3D world, in kind of a 5D sense, we can be more tapped into what's really going on in this plane of reality through Neptune, through our sleepy confusion. Tricky stuff. Neptune is tricky. So do make sure that coming up on the eclipse, you're tuning into yourself, you're grounded, stay safe and grounded because there's Mars energy, Uranus energy. You don't want to do anything that's out of control or too fast or not thoughtful. The more, you know, you don't drive fast, don't take risks physically because accidents can happen with this energy quite easily, especially if you haven't been channeling your energy properly and you're frustrated or you're angry, but you're not speaking up about it and you're suppressing how you really feel. That's when accidents and things that you didn't want to happen to get you going in whatever direction you need to go to. So keep your feet on the ground and some healthy, root vegetables and healthy fats in your belly so that you stay, your systems are all working properly, stay hydrated, even, get some sunshine if you can get some sunshine, fresh air, grounded energy, wear some crystals that, jasper. I wonder if those two are connected. Jasper is a really good grounding energy, also garnet or what's a good one? Amethyst, just very earthy ones. Carnelian, I guess they're all earthy, right? They're crystals. But they can ground you and the intention with putting them on and even using essential oils like cedarwood or I like patchouli, which is very hippie of me, but I really do like patchouli. I think it's so earthy. It smells nice and it always smells good on my dogs whenever I put patchouli on them. They really suit it. So it's a grounding energy. That's what you want to do. Just stay grounded so that when you're kind of flying high with your brand new ideas and the directions you need to go, the confusion you're also swimming around in doesn't cause you to trip because you're grounded and protected. Make sure that you put your bubble of golden light around you and make intentions to connect with your guides because we're very easily connected to all this right now. Things are moving super fast. And the more you stay connected to your purpose and why you've come here to Earth, the better things kind of unfold for you. So it's tricky times, but also amazing times. And we're changing so fast. I hope that it hasn't been too difficult for you. And I hope that you haven't been too emotional or too confused or too frustrated. And if you have been all those things, I hope they've led to new understandings and kind of a direction that you can go to make changes, which is what it's all about. So that is it for this week. If you have any questions, please do feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and many blessings for the full moon lunar eclipse in Leo.